I'm sure you guys are well aware, but Gen Alpha is kind of doomed. And there's a skibbity toilet kid that is really probably one of the most deranged and insane skibbity toilet kids that I've told on this channel for quite a while. So if you're interested in a story time of a Gen Alpha kid who is obsessed with skibbity toilet and goes way too far, then this is the story time for you. So sit back, relax, subscribe if you're new, leave a like on the video right now to claim your free nothing, and let's just jump right into it. So anyways, we're going to introduce the subscriber who submitted this story. We're going to call him Jordan. You can submit your own stories to my Instagram. It's at Connor Pugs. Follow me on there and then message me by hitting the DM button and message me your story. Anyways, so there's a kid in Jordan's class, and it's a very classic case of a kid who contracted skibbity toilet syndrome. We're going to call this kid Ben, or if I call him skibbity toilet kid, same thing, Ben, that name. I'll use it interchangeably. Very quickly, if you don't know what skibbity toilet syndrome is, it's a disease that is sweeping the nation. It's quite dangerous because you get one of the worst side effects of all time, and that is being cringe. So anyways, Ben was a fairly normal kid. Okay, I take that back. He wasn't a fairly normal kid, but he wasn't a skibbity toilet kid before last summer. At least that's what Jordan tells me. Jordan tells me that, you know, Ben didn't really have a lot to do over the summer. I don't know. He maybe had a camp or something that he was going to do later. Or for some reason, he just had a very long period in the summer where he was just going to stay at home. His parents really didn't know what to do with him. And they were like, yeah, figure it out on yourself. Because they were thinking, you know, Ben's parents back in the 70s or whatever would go out, play, create an entire world around them, the wilderness, get abducted in white vans. You know how it'd be back in the day. So they kind of just assumed that Ben would do the same. Well, so Ben had no idea what he wanted to do, and he would just sit there on his iPad, just refreshing YouTube, trying to find an interesting video to watch. And that's when he stumbled upon the extremely popular, extremely successful skibbity toilet video series. So sure enough, right, Ben was immediately infatuated with this skibbity toilet series. And he started watching hours and hours and hours of skibbity toilet videos every single day. It got to the point where he was watching the main skibbity toilet episodes on loop. He was listening to the skibbity toilet song playing on loop. He was watching skibbity toilet fan animation videos. He was like, would have dual monitors, having two screens up at once. But instead of like, I don't know, like a finance professional has like the stock market open on one and a portfolio open on the other, this kid would have the skibbity toilet song playing on one screen and have a skibbity toilet animation playing on another simultaneously. Yes, this was the level of extreme brain rot that we have come to as a society, or at least Ben has unfortunately come to. Every single day, Ben accumulated more and more skibbity toilet videos under his belt. He started watching more and more and more of these videos, and it just started to amass and grow. This infection, this disease, the skibbity toilet disease, began to just accumulate inside of his brain until he'd become completely brainwashed. That sounds like an exaggeration, but well, this story is absolutely insane. And I needed to give you guys the proper background so that you could truly understand the depth to which this goes. So sure enough, right, let's flash forward to school. Summer's over, and unfortunately for Ben, he can't watch 10 hours of skibbity toilet video every single day. Wah, wah, wah. Womp, womp. Big uh-oh spaghetti-o for him. They get into school, and Jordan tells me that, you know, this kid Ben wasn't always, you know, the most popular, he wasn't like the coolest, he wasn't anything like that, but people didn't have a universally negative opinion about him. People didn't refer to him as the annoying kid. He didn't have a reputation, or at least a notorious reputation. Yeah, maybe if you ask someone, what do you think of this kid? A few of them might have been like, yeah, he's a little weird, I don't know that much about him, I met him once, seems nice enough, but I don't know that kid. But for the first 2 months of school, Ben would do nothing but scream the skibbity toilet song every single time he walked down the halls. So Jordan and Ben did not have a single class together. So you might be thinking, well, if they don't have a class together, well, how much of Ben is Jordan going to be aware of? I mean, when you have class with someone, you interact with them every single day, you see them every single day, as long as they show up to class. But how much could Jordan really interact with Ben if he doesn't have a single class with him? The answer is surprisingly way too much. So yeah, sure enough, Jordan actually had a little bit too much interaction with Ben. Because every single day, Jordan would, even when Jordan didn't walk by Ben directly in the halls, he could hear him from far away singing the Skibidi Toilet song, which I'm not going to repeat. I've already had to fry enough brain cells for you guys. You're not going to make me fry anymore. I'm clinging on to my last two brain cells after having to tell you guys all these Skibidi Toilet videos. So I'm doing you a favor here. Anyways, so sure enough, every single day, either Jordan would walk down the hallway and see Ben walking towards him, screaming the Skibidi Toilet song, or he would just hear him from like around the corner and Jordan would be like, oh, hell nah, and just go a different direction to get to class. Jordan was legitimately showing up like 2 to 3 to 4 minutes late to his fifth period class at least once a week because of how he'd have to kind of maneuver around to try and avoid Ben at all costs. So this story really takes place one Friday night. So anyways, there's a mall in Jordan's area, and it's very popular for Jordan and the guys, or it's a common thing that Jordan and the guys on a Friday night will go to the mall, you know, kind of walking around there, seeing all the different shops, I don't know, playing laser tag every once in a while. The mall that Jordan was near had a laser tag, which I think is sick. I definitely would be doing that every single weekend if I had a laser tag like 5 minutes away from me too. It was also a very common spot for other people in his neighborhood, other kids his age. It was just a very popular hangout spot. So even if you weren't like super interested in any of the individual stores or places to go to, you might just show up just to try and hang out with other guys or see other people or, you know, talk to the ladies or whatever, whatever floats your boat. Right, so on this Friday night, Jordan and his friends went to the mall. As I explained, just to hang out, just to chill, nothing too crazy. And well, sure enough, this is one of the most deranged Skibidi Toilet kids we've seen in a second. So Jordan and his friends pull up to the mall. They're walking in. They're walking down. They see groups of other kids. A lot of them go to their school. It's a Friday night. You already know those Friday night vibes where you're just having a really good time, man. Life is good. Ain't no complaints, bro. Like, life is just cruising. I think you guys know what I mean. And so anyways, they're hanging out. They're going around. They go to the food court. They get a lot of soda. It's like one of those all-you-can-drink soda machines. So sure enough, pretty soon, Jordan has to go to the bathroom. Just has to rip a piss. Nothing too crazy. And so Jordan goes over to the public bathroom in the mall, and he walks in there, and he has to go pee. So here's the thing. When I walk into a public bathroom and there are stalls, ladies, if there are no urinals, right, and this one didn't have any urinals, I don't know why. Most men's bathrooms have urinals, but they had 3 stalls. So whenever you go in and you need to use a stall, maybe all the urinals are taken, or maybe you gotta do something you can't do in a urinal, or you shouldn't do in a urinal. Well, what I do is, if the door is like fully closed, most of the time I just assume someone's in there. Because when the door is locked on a stall, it's pretty firmly closed. But when the door is like slightly open, I'm going to make a pretty solid assumption that nobody is sitting in there. I mean, if you're sitting there on the toilet and you don't lock the stall on the low, bro, if someone comes in, that's genuinely on you. And so the same, you know, Jordan had the same idea. He believed the same thing as me. So sure enough, you know, Jordan went in there, opened up one of the stalls because, you know, the door was half open. And he didn't see someone sitting there. Like, it wasn't someone was taking a dump and he, like, met eye to eye with them. It was someone sitting in the toilet. I want you guys to listen very carefully to the words I just said. I did not say on. I did not say around, on top of, underneath. I said within, in the toilet. So guess who it was? Well, I mean, I think if you guys, by the title of this video, and by the way, I've told you so much details about Ben, you can probably guess. Yes, it is the Skibidi Toilet Kid, Ben. So Ben is sitting in the toilet. Almost like if you've ever seen Skibidi Toilet, it's like some head that pops out of a toilet. Basically, Ben was sitting in the toilet as if he was like the Skibidi Toilet Kid or whatever. Or as if he was one of those Skibidi Toilet heads. And so obviously Jordan kind of like jumps back a little bit. Jordan's a little taken off guard. Honestly, man, I think I would be taken a little bit off guard if there's some kid sitting in the frickin' toilet. So he opens it up. He's like, God, jeez. And then all of a sudden Ben's like, ooh, skibbity, but like Ben starts like singing the skibbity toilet song. Actually, I misspoke. Guys, I would love for you to just forgive me for me misspeaking because I did not say that correctly. He did not sing the skibbity toilet song. He screamed at the top of his lungs the skibbity toilet song. So obviously Jordan's a little bit confused by all this. He's taken aback a little bit. And Ben is just screaming at him this like skibbity. He's like, skibbity bop, bop, bop. Yes, yes, skibbity bop, beep. It's just incomprehensible nonsense. Imagine if anyone above the age of 7 heard that. I mean, it would sound like he's speaking an alien language to them. Understandably, because if I'm being real, I don't understand it. And it might as well just be freaking Russian to me, dude. I have no idea what that means. So sure enough, right, Jordan is just a little bit weirded out. He's like, okay. And he's like, oh my God. Because he goes into the stall because all three stalls are, well, not occupied. Well, one is, I should say. The three stalls are empty besides the first one's half empty because you got the skibbity toilet kid in there. I mean, if you want to pee in his face, like, go ahead, man. But Jordan's not trying to do all that. So sure enough, Jordan goes to the stall the farthest away, goes in there, is trying to pee as quickly as possible. And it's just like hearing... By the way, Ben, the skibbity toilet kid, is still screaming, skibbity bop bop bop, yes, yes, skibbity bop bop. He is screaming at the top of his lungs, and he is not stopping, right? He is not stopping for a second. So Jordan gets out of there as quickly as possible and is like goes out there to tell his friends, and you guys are not going to believe what happens in the next 30 minutes. If I could have your attention for 30 seconds, I think that's fair enough. Sounds fair enough, right? If you could go into the description of this video on YouTube or the description of this podcast on Spotify, there are just two things. One is my Instagram, @ConnorPugs. Please go follow me there, and that's where you can submit your own stories. And then also a Google form, where if you're interested in YouTube advice or just social media advice, I'm starting a mailing list where I send out free tips, free advice, and just give me your name and the best email for me to contact you at, and it's as easy as that. Anyways, so sure enough, right, Ben, the skibbity toilet kid, has apparently been this... Jordan is not the first person for this to happen to. Apparently, he's been in there for like hours screaming skibbity toilet lyrics at anyone who is unfortunate enough to walk in there. So basically, right, Jordan is explaining what just happened to his friends. And, you know, he gives a whole 10-minute long speech. Like, he is hyping up the story. He's giving all the details. His friends are eating it up because, I mean, come on, man. It's a pretty funny story. It's not every day that you go into the bathroom in the mall and some crazy kid is sitting in the stall in the toilet getting all splashed around with those gross germs and toilet water and screaming skibbity toilet songs at you. But basically as soon as Jordan is done explaining the story to everyone, he sees three mall security guards walk in this kind of quad pod formation, walking towards the bathroom and then walking into the bathroom. And Jordan slowly, after seeing this, Jordan slowly pans over to his friends and they all just make eye contact. And Jordan's like, we got to stay right here. So they're watching and the security guards go into the men's stall, the men's bathroom, and they don't come out for like 5 whole minutes. And Jordan's like, boys, we cannot move. And there was like a movie that they were trying to watch and that was starting in like 15 minutes. So some of the guys were like, yo, if they're not coming out in the next like 5 minutes, we got to go because it was all the way at the other side of the mall, and this was a big mall. And Jordan's like, bro, I need a conclusion to this story, dude. And sure enough, a couple minutes later, the security guards come out, and like both two security guards are holding the Ben, each by like one arm, basically dragging him out. And Ben is like, the bottom half of him is soaked because he was in the toilet, and he's just screaming, skibbity bop, bop, bop. Yes, yes, skibbity. skibbity bop. Like, dude actually can only communicate in skibbity bop and all those other noises that were made in the skibbity toilet song. Bro is actually, his brain has been destroyed so much that he's at a stage where he can only communicate in skibbity toilet noises. Yeah, I wish I was joking, guys. So he's dragged out, and that's when another group of guys that Jordan and his friends kind of know, they're not like super close with, but they kind of look over and the other group of guys are like, yo, did you hear about that kid? And Jordan's like, I actually walked in on him and he was like screaming at me the skibbity toilet song. And they're like, yeah, apparently like he's been doing that for hours and like almost gave an elderly man a heart attack or something. So sure enough, Ben was dragged out of the mall. And that was the story that was like the number one story slash gossip slash drama in Ben's school, in Jordan's school, for like the next month.